You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Respected listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Zakaria Samir welcomes you once again from Markaz Sahaba studio in Western Area into another new episode of your afternoon program, Ma'Allah. And we usually start with the tazkira or the reminder. Firstly, I thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I glorify Him. And I praise Him. While He doesn't need my praise, glorified on His own. And all the praise is to Him on His own. But I sure thank Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His gratitude and all His appreciation, all His kindness, all His care and all His love. I thank Him for all that, and I plead to Him and I beg of Him, asking Him for more of His great wonderful favors and bounties. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As usual, respected listener, today we are, inshallah, speaking about the topic mercy, rahmah of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important it is, how wonderful it is. And how should we maintain this rahmah? This is the third episode that we're talking about rahmah, respected listener. And in the previous two episodes, we identified what is rahmah. And then we went to the signs of rahmah. And today we're going to be talking about the effect of rahmah upon you and upon us, upon you as an individual and upon us as mankind. Very important, respected listener, that we need to understand the Arabic terms of that has been used in the Quran. Very important. It's extremely important, especially if you want to be closer to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will find some energy that pushes you to learn more, understand more, because that brings you to the closeness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which brings so much of pleasure to your soul, so much of pleasure to your mind, to your heart. You, when you understand better, then you feel you are closer. This is how it is, respected listener. Try it and you will see, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. The effect of rahmah, if we practice it, if we practice this noble quality, we cannot practice it all. We are human. We practice portion of it. Now that portion, although it is small comparing to the great limitations or unlimitations of the mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still it will give you a great feeling. It will give you wonderful feeling, especially when you are successful to see the result of the rahmah that you have shown and you have maintained. Extremely important, respected listener. As it is, if there's a beggar that comes to you, or somebody, it doesn't have to be a beggar, or somebody who is in need of assistance, who is in need of your help, and then the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible for you to help that person, to help that person in whichever way that you will see a smile on the person's face, you will feel that you have really played a very important role for him to be relieved from his need and his difficulty. He approached you because he was in difficulty, so you have relieved his difficulty and you have made a good effect. Immediately, you don't have to wait for long. You don't have to wait for long. Immediately, you will feel that there is coolness that has reached your heart. You feel that you are in peace. You feel that you have accomplished something. Doesn't make you proud. Yes, respected listener. If it is coming from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it doesn't make you proud. It doesn't make you wanting to talk about it. Subhanallah. That's mercy. That is mercy. That is a sign of acceptance of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy. Showing care. Showing kindness. Showing that you are part of this nation. It brings so much of love between you and the rest of the nation. It makes you feel like you are one of them and they are part of you. So it turns to proof, while we don't need a proof. It turns to proof that the community is as one body. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his hadith, very popular hadith, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذ اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. Means the example of the mu'mineen when they interact with each other, when they have mercy upon each other, when they have kindness towards each other, is like the one body. If one limb of this body gets sick, toothache, headache, earache, some pain in the stomach, some pain in the toe, some pain in the nail of the toe, you will find that the whole entire body is in pain, isn't it? When you have a toothache, you find that your whole entire body is in pain. Everything is in you is in pain. Why? Because one little tooth in your mouth is in pain. Therefore, it affects everything in the body. So when we have one person or one family in the whole entire community that is suffering, you find that the whole entire community is suffering as well. And they try to work and make a plan in order to remove the difficulty of the family, one family, for them to feel good, and for them to feel that they have done what they are supposed to do. It increases the mercy. It increases the relationship amongst families. From families, it goes to communities. From communities, it goes to a nation. This is how it is. In fact, respected listener, when we have this wonderful, noble quality amongst us, we will be actually establishing a peaceful type of a community. Peace, which we all target, which we all want, as without peace there is no progress in this life. Of course, look at the countries that have no peace, and their peace is always disturbed. You don't find them improving, those people. Why? Because their mind is not clear enough to start progressing and start producing, start manufacturing, start doing so many things for them to improve and progress in this life. They don't have time for that. They're more concerned about the peace. They're more concerned about when the plane will come and bomb them, and bomb their children, and kill them all. You'll find that those communities are not progressing. One very important element for you to progress, respected listener, as an individual, as a family, as a community, and as a nation, you need peace. You need a peace of mind so you can focus and you can think properly in order to improve on your education system, in order to improve on improving the medical system, improving on many systems, improving on everything. But if you don't have that peace, then you will be lacking a very important element for you to develop, progress, and improve. This is one very important element, respected listener. How do we get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will bring to us peace? Peace, that peace that we always say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. How do we bring this? How do we bring peace into our lives? It's via the rahmah, via the mercy. If there is no mercy, you won't see peace. As the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the way now. Now this is the way. You want peace? This is the way to gain peace. I'm talking to you as an individual, or as a family, or as a community, or as an entire ummah even. If you want to have peace in your life, then you must go this route. What the Almighty Allah, where the route we going to get it from? From which book? There is no better book than the Quran, the Kalamullah, the Mus'haf, which has an answer for all your questions. Which has a question, an answer for all your questions. There is no question that you might ask that doesn't have an answer for it in the Quran, respected listener. Be aware of that. Be aware of that. Every question that you have in your mind has an answer, but you need to look for it. And in order for you to look for it, then you have to have the tool to see it, to find it, to know it, to learn it. And what is the tool? Knowledge. The tool is knowledge. So what the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to this? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. This ayah is number 55 in Surah Al-A'raf, and it means as follows. Surely, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that contains peace. The mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that contains peace, is near, is close, is right there. Qareeb, right there. Min al-muhsineen, is near to those ones who do good for others. Subhanallah. If you want the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is it there. Don't look very far. It is there by you. It is there by you. It is there in your hand. If Allah allows your hand to be of those hands that gives and helps and assists and be there for others. For others. Again, I'm saying for others. Not for yourself. Not for yourself. Yourself comes last. People and the creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. Yes. If you want the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to have kindness. Then you have to have heart. Then you have to have care for the people around you, without differentiating between them. Not to color, not to race. Very important, respected listener, because we say that we are not racist. But if you look deeply, many of us are racists. And they prefer to be good towards their own race. Unlike the person who is looking for peace and mercy for Allah, he spreads his kindness, his rahmah, even his own mercy amongst everybody, in all the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are animals, are plants. Of course, respected listener, this is a creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you need to show your kindness and your mercy towards them until they realize it. And then you will see an effect. Then you will feel the peace. Yes, respected listener, I'm not saying to you something that doesn't exist in this world. It does. It is there. Only what you need to do is to look around you. Look around you and try to do what you can do in order to improve. Improve your family, improve the community that you are living in. You don't have to only be good towards a Muslim only, or to an Indian Muslim only. No, respected listener. No. You have to show mercy towards everybody. Whether they are Indians, or they are Algerians, or they are Arabs, or they are from the Zulu tribe, or from the Sotho tribe, or from wherever they are. You need to show mercy towards everything, everybody. You need to show mercy towards those birds that come sometimes and they don't have water and they are thirsty. You need to show sometimes mercy towards the person who comes and knocks on your door giving you a newspaper. Or those, those pamphlets that they give. Sometimes they give you by the robot. Sometimes they come to you by the house. It is there. It is in your hand to show mercy, to show kindness, even with a smile towards those people. Not like when you see the person. I've seen it several times. I have seen it several times, especially in Indonesia, when a person comes with a pamphlet and he's coming to you, he's standing there in the sun, he's not asking for your money, he's asking you only to take one pamphlet. And you find the people closing their windows and looking towards somewhere else, ignoring this person as if he does not exist. It is painful. It is painful. Show mercy. Show mercy. Once you show mercy, then Allah will show His mercy towards you. Do not forget what the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان Is a reward for إحسان being good Is it anything else besides إحسان Again You give good You will get good You will give the best of your part Allah will fulfill and gives you satisfaction for whatever you have given. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a wondering type of a statement here. He's not asking nobody a question, but he's telling you, isn't the reward of being good but good? Yani, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you in return? Now we're talking about Allah, we're not talking about people. Yes, you have done so good to this person and that person and all of them, they did not appreciate what you have given them and sometimes some people, respected listener, don't even say thank you. Don't even say thank you to the person who has done good for them or said something good to them or showed them a good face, a good reaction or he did not humiliate them, he did not or she did not ignore them. Sometimes people don't actually appreciate that. But who you are dealing with, if you are doing your action to please the people, you're going in the wrong direction. You're going the wrong direction, no doubt. But if you are doing that action to satisfy the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, then you are on the right route. Because He is the only one who appreciates. He is the only one who will give you what you deserve. Not people. So now, you need to change your way of thinking. You need to change your way of thinking. Do good. People say to you, you see what you did now. You gave him and you gave her and you're being good. Look what how they returned back the good act towards you. They insulted you and they talked bad about you and they did this to you and they did that. Never ever do good again. Wrong. It's very wrong to give an advice to somebody who has done good to somebody and he was not compensated for his goodness from them, and then you give him advice, don't do. No, you need to do, and you do always, and that is how you're going to get mercy, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon you, showered upon your family. If you don't see a result now when you are alive, Allah will show you the result when you are dead. You will see that your children, alhamdulillah, you was worried about them. No, they are living so nicely. They are on the right path. Why? Because you as a parent did good for you and for them. Remember the story of the two orphans in Surah Al-Kahf. When the two orphans had the house, and the house had the inheritance in, but they were weak, and the house was about to collapse, and there Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Khidr, they go in, and the people of that village were so bad, they did not even give them a sip of water, But then when they went to that house, Sayyidina al-Khidr started restructuring the house for the two orphans. And when Sayyidina Musa told him that he could have gained some money for this, then he told him, this house is for two orphans who are weak. But their parents were good. Their parents who died. Why they are orphans? Because the parents died and they left them alone. But alone? I don't think they are where they were alone. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with them. And not only that, and He sent them two of the best people that He had. Two. To rebuild their structure back and save their inheritance. So what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Isn't that portion of the goodness that their parents did in their lives? Now, when they are dead, they can see the result of it. Believe it or not, it will satisfy you. It will make you so happy. It will make you feel so peaceful. There is no feeling that you can get, better than the feeling that you get when you help someone else, when you've been assisting somebody else. Unconditionally. And you will see that the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower upon you and your family and maybe your community as well. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those ones who will be always presenting good to others. Muslims, non-Muslims, kuffar, atheists, animals, whatever, you name them. They are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their judgment, whatever they have done, the results of it is by Allah, not by you. You do what you're supposed to do. You do what you need to do. Be good and show mercy towards others. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.